CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
And see out the window. Look!
Hey, what's the matter?
Hurry up. Oh, don't miss this scenery. Right? Looks more like Switzerland than Italy. Never saw such high mountains.
Oh, honey, that's my head.
Get your foot off.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God,
trying
to get down this ladder.
Oh, well, put your foot on that.
Yeah.
Joys of traveling.
Ooh, yeah. One of them is sleeping in a compartment on a train. Huh? Oh, well, now, what do you want me to see?
Look.
Oh, hey.
I have never seen such beautiful scenery. Oh. Does it look more like it should be Switzerland than Italy?
Yeah, well, it probably is. After all, this train is an express that leaves Paris straight through Switzerland to Italy. That's why it's called the Simplon Orient Express. Goes through the Simplon Tunnel between Switzerland and Italy. What time is it?
Oh, it's 7:30.
Oh.
I couldn't let you sleep and miss this, honey.
Oh, golly, that is beautiful, isn't it?
Think those are the Alps?
Oh, sure. What else?
Look, there are houses here, and they're way up. Heavens, how do people get up to them?
Oh, well, I suppose they're roads of some kind.
Houses just seem perched on the side of the mountain. I don't think I could live up there like that, though. I think I'd get dizzy.
Well, I guess you wouldn't if you'd grown up here. They're probably used to it.
It must be snowbound part of the winter. What happens if somebody gets sick on their way up there?
Well, I don't know, honey. I guess they just... Oh, golly, 7:30. You know, we don't get into Venice until noon.
Well, get dressed so we can go into the diner and eat. I'm hungry. I'm going in the next compartment and wake Betsy and Aunt Effie. And if I don't want them to miss this beautiful scenery.
The cat with the proverbial nine lives isn't in the same league with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Dollar has flirted with the Grim Reaper scores of times, but after every close shave, he's lived to total up his imaginative expense account. Solving a dangerous, exciting mystery, nabbing a fraud or killer out to make an insurance haul, that's Johnny Dollar's specialty every Sunday on CBS Radio. Every item in Johnny's expense account got there the hard way. No armchair detective, he. The guy who must find the fraud, isolate the insurance killer, and come away alive with his proof. For excitement without a break, make yours truly Johnny Dollar a regular Sunday habit. Every weekend, the sleuth with the action-packed expense account takes his place with radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense, with award-winning Gunsmoke, and Have Gun, Will Travel. It's a two-hour date with adventure, mystery, thrills. Only CBS Radio has them. Part of the sound difference that makes this America's most listened to radio network.
No diner.
No diner.
Oh, gee, how did you stop?
Yeah, I can't help it, sweetie. There's no diner on the train.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Who did you ask? That French conductor who doesn't speak English?
Oh, that guy. I don't know what happened to him. No, I walked through a couple of coaches trying to find somebody. I bumped into another American.
Uh-huh.
He said he just asked about a diner. He was told there wasn't any on the train. Apparently, at some station, a guy gets on the train that's got hot coffee and rolls.
Oh,
or something.
Oh, I see. Well, that's something.
Yes, yeah. I'm not good for anything in the morning until I've had my coffee.
Yeah.
Are you sure the train went through Switzerland while we were sleeping?
Yeah, I think we're in Italy now, however.
Sure, we went through Switzerland.
Yeah, I don't see how we could have missed it. What difference does it make?
Well, I can say I have also been in Switzerland, too.
Oh, I see.
According to the map here in the travel booklet of Venice, the train gets into the railroad station, which is right on the Grand Canal.
Oh, let me see.
And it says you can either take a gondola to your hotel.
Isn't it gondola?
No, I just read that somewhere in here, too.
Oh.
It's gondola.
Uh-huh.
Gondola.
Oh, I can hardly wait to go in a gondola. Can you, Daddy?
I can't. You know, when I was a kid, I think of all the cities in the world that I wanted to travel to, Venice was the one that I used to dream of.
Mm. And I was delighted, too.
What's so funny? Nothing, dear. Don't get so mad at us when we laugh at something you say.
Mm.
You like to laugh at Jack Benny, and I used to be glad you say funny things, too, that we can laugh at, see?
She's just hungry, that's all. As soon as the man comes around, honey, Danny will get you a roll or something. Maybe you'll have some fruit.
He'll probably be Italian, and if he doesn't speak much English, maybe you'd better get out that little booklet.
Oh, yeah, it's a good idea. We'd better brush up a little anyhow.
Of course, now is when I wish we'd all been more diligent about studying Italian at home.
Well, look, I tried to push you, but all Aunt Effie ever did was just get embarrassed and giggle.
You feel silly.
Well, you better get over it, because I think it's only courtesy for us to at least say, good morning and thank you, and a few things like that. Where's that booklet?
In your briefcase, I think. I started to say that when we get to Venice at the railroad station, we can either take a gondola to the hotel, or a motorboat, or a steamer bus, it says.
Oh, no, I want to go by gondola, don't you, Betsy?
Oh, yes, I can hardly wait.
Oh, sure.
Well, this is interesting, isn't it? Contrary to what most people think, you can walk anywhere you want to in Venice. You don't have to go by gondola.
Hmm.
There are over 400 bridges. There are no cars in Venice.
No cars?
No cars. No, no. If you arrive in Venice by car, you have to leave it on the outskirts in a garage.
Hmm.
Venice was founded in 451. I think of that.
Here we are. All right, now then.
Realize
now, see how much you all remember. You ready? Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. Is that, como está? Como está?
Oh, no. That's how are you. Good morning is buongiorno.
Oh, yes. Buongiorno.
Yeah. Aunt Effie? Oh, stop that. Now, come on.
Aunt Effie, they don't care whether you say it right or not, but people are pleased to think you at least try to speak their language.
No. I'm just here to smell it.
It's buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
All right.
Fine.
Now, that wasn't hard, was it? All right, now let's go on.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I mean. All right, what is the word for no?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. Prego.
Oh, no. Darling, I thought you were welcome.
Well, don't get so superior. You're sitting there reading it out of a book.
All right, I knew that. Thank you. Grazie.
All right, grazie.
Yeah. Now, Aunt Effie, how do you say please? Well, do you know it?
Well, I think so. I just feel so silly.
Why do you feel silly, then? It's just us. I mean, we do, too, but it's...
Please, Aunt Effie. Now, come on, try it.
Fine. Per piacere.
Per piacere.
Well, if you're going to do that all through Italy the way you did in France... We'll just leave you to do all the Italian speaking.
Why do you do that, Aunt Effie? When at last she at least tries.
If she's going to speak it, she ought to speak it right.
Well, since when are you such an authority?
I'm not such an authority, but I think I've learned enough to get by. And if you'd just listen to me...
Daddy, here comes the man with the food.
Oh, fine. Let's see what he has, huh? Oh, buongiorno.
Buongiorno, signore.
Yes.
Questo treno non ha vagone di ristorante. Se deve che aspettare per la fermata in 10 minuti a Milano, forse c'è qualche cosa qui che le gusta, eh?
Well, here's your chance to get by in Italian, dear.
Okay. I can at least point.
Got bananas and oranges.
Well, oranges are so juicy, though.
Oh,
well,
she's hungry. Now, look, we want two oranges and two bananas.
Sì, signore. Caffè per tutti?
What is that?
He's pointing to the jug. Maybe it has coffee in it or something.
Sì, sì, caffè.
The cinque.
Anyway, is that the word for five? Where are you getting five coffees?
Can't think of the word for three.
Hold up your fingers, for heaven's sake. Five coffees.
Caffè per tre.
And four of those rolls.
Heavens.
Yes.
It's that strong Italian coffee that looks like black bean soup. I don't think I can drink that.
Take it, Aunt Effie. Remember what we said about,
I wonder how much I owe him. Oh, where's the book? Where's the book?
In the chapter on eating.
How to order things. Just a second. Here we go.
Mi porti il conto per piacere. 4.250 lire, signore.
Oh, this is great. I can't understand, but I haven't changed any of our money into lira yet. Signore, will you take francs? French francs?
No, signore. Lire.
Well, I haven't got any. Oh, here, dollars. American dollars.
No. Lire. Chi non paga non mangia. Lire.
Why is he taking the food back?
No, signore. My child, she's hungry.
Why did you get the money?
My child.
Don't let me go.
Thank you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
It's United Way time. The time is here. Go, give. Give the United Way. Your dollar to more than United Way. It's so easy, you'll feel good to know your dollars go where they should.
And they should go to combat juvenile delinquency, shouldn't they? Something has to be done about that. Well, your United Way youth services are doing a lot. Helping the kids stay off those street corners where trouble is looking for them. Helping them with interesting things to do. And building character.
Helping others is great, you'll agree. Join your neighbors, give generously. It's United Way time. The time is here. That helps one and all time once a year.
Gondola.
I thought the gondoliers were always supposed to sing.
Well, this is noontime, Aunt Effie. They probably just sing at night. Did you tell our gondolier what hotel, dear?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, I cannot understand that guy back there on the train not accepting dollars. But they were good everywhere.
Well, I don't know, dear. Anyhow, he was nice enough to give Betsy a banana and a roll, and we'll all eat lunch soon. Oh, gondolier, is that the famous Rialto Bridge ahead of us?
Si, signore. Yeah, and this is the Grand Canal.
Oh, do we take the Grand Canal straight to our hotel?
Oh, no, madame. We shall take some of the smaller canals to save the time, short the time.
Oh, I see.
Wish the gondolier was singing. It would seem more like Venice.
Aren't you gondoliers supposed to sing O Solo Mio or something?
Well, if you like, signora, I shall sing.
Yes, I'd like.
I sing for you.
Oh, this is fun. I must say I'm glad we got through the customs quickly and didn't have any trouble. What's the matter, dear?
Nothing.
Gee, Daddy, your face is just green.
Good heavens. Don't tell me after dreaming about Venice all these years, you're going to be seasick in a gondola.
No, I'll be all right, I hope. Oh, must be sing.
Oh, Aunt Effie likes it, dear. Having a wonderful time. Oh, goodness, I hope you're not going to be seasick all the time we're in Venice, darling.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bruns, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Joe DeSantis, and Guy Rep, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast for Dennis Radio of yesterday. Joe Hart, thank you.
Copyright Golden Movie.